Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Super Humanistic Podcast. We're on episode 6, where we talk about all things health and wellness. And we want to start off with a review from last week. We went over breath work, specifically the Wim Hof method. And we shared a lot of information about how that works, how it makes us feel, and how long we've been doing it for. And we definitely want to hear from you. So feel free to send us a message on our Instagram, visit our YouTube channel, and leave a comment. And also write a review so we can make this podcast better. Super humanistic on everything. All right, and I think we're going to get started now on this week's episode, where we're going to be talking about meditation, which is also one of the Wim Hof pillars, but obviously meditation has been around for hundreds of years prior to Wim Hof method. It's just part of his method as well, so we just want to link it back to that so we can kind of finish off the Wim Hof method here and go through all the pillars of that. But again, the focus will be on meditation in general. So I think we're going to start off with how to meditate. Mm-hmm. I'll talk a little bit about that. And then Jessica's going to get into the benefits of meditating. We'll finish off with our experience with meditation, how long we've been doing it for, how it makes us feel, and all those type of things. So a lot of different ways to do meditation, a lot of different methods out there, but studies have shown that you can just keep it simple. And one of the most popular versions of meditation is really just following your breath. You really just want to find a nice, quiet place to either sit down, lay down. I prefer to sit down because sometimes when you lay down, you can kind of tend to fall asleep a little bit. And that's certainly not what you want to do here. You're trying to focus on certain things, help gain control of your mind, gain control of your breath. So I find that it's best to find a nice, quiet place to sit down. And what you're really going to do, the simplest form of it, is just following your breath. So you're going to breathe in. You're going to focus on how it feels to breathe in, where the breath is in your body, whether it's starting in your stomach, moving up to your chest area. As you inhale that breath, you're gonna pause for about 2 seconds. Once you inhale all the way, essentially hold your breath for a second or two. And again, you're focusing on that moment of holding your breath, trying to block out any other thoughts, essentially. And then you're gonna release your breath. And again, follow it through your body as you release it through your chest, your stomach, and all those different areas, and just let it flow out. At that point, I do like to also pause for about another 2 seconds and not start inhaling right away. Again, it just helps calm my mind. It helps get to a point where there's almost nothing happening in my mind and my thoughts and my breath. I'm kind of just there in the moment. So that's kind of the way you do it. You'll kind of focus on the fact that your breath is your anchor. You're going to definitely have some thoughts in your mind, and I think that's where people kind of stop doing meditation. They kind of feel, oh, I don't have an ability to completely block out all your thoughts, which is not really what you're trying to do. At the end of the day, yeah, you absolutely want to focus on your breath, and that's where your focus and attention should be, but thoughts are always going to creep in. And I think the best way you want to handle those thoughts is just acknowledge your thought, try to observe it from a distance in terms of not letting it create a feeling in you, whether it's anxiety or anything like that, and just really observe that thought, acknowledge it, and then again go back to your anchor, which is your breath, and refocus on your breath and try to again just follow your breath. And you're just going to kind of repeat that sequence. And that's essentially how you meditate. I recommend to start off small. I started off with just doing it for 5 minutes. Did that for about a month or so. Then increased it up to 10 minutes for about another month. And then I went up to 15 minutes. And that kind of is that sweet spot that I found in most studies and meditations is do it for roughly about 15 minutes. And I like to do it in the morning when I first get up. It's one of the first things that I do after I brush my teeth and handle those type of things. Go straight into a 15-minute meditation. Then I go into a morning routine, which is what we're going to be talking about next week. So stay tuned for our morning routine and how all that works. The 15 minutes in the morning. I used to do 15 minutes at night, which I also recommend as well, but we've kind of gone away from that a little bit, and I would like to rededicate ourselves to meditating for about 10 to 15 minutes at night. But I feel like as long as you're doing it at least a good solid 15 minutes per day, you're going to really start to feel those benefits after about 1 to 2 months. So now Jessica's going to go and get into the benefits of meditation, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so meditation does have more like mental benefits rather than those physical benefits. But obviously with the mental, there are a few physical benefits with meditation that can occur. So stress reduction is the first benefit of meditation. Specifically with the mindfulness meditation, it helps to reduce inflammation response caused by stress. And also improve symptoms of stress-related conditions. So like irritable bowel syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, those are some things that you'll notice the symptoms decreasing as you practice meditation. Meditation can help control anxiety. Due to the reduction in those stress levels, you become less anxious as you continue to practice meditation. It also leads to a reduction in those anxiety symptoms. So increases those positive self statements as you learn to meditate and kind of focus your mind on whether it be just the breath or on one thing throughout your meditation. And it improves your stress reactivity to events that happen in your life. It also can does promote emotional health. So meditation can lead to improved self-image. So depending on what thoughts are popping into your mind, going back into a more positive thought or replacing those negative thoughts with a more positive thought through meditation helps with that emotional health and your a more positive self-image. It enhances self-awareness, and definitely you start to, as you go through meditation, you start to feel your body more and you become more in tune to like physical things happening within your body. So you can feel the stress kind of diminishing as you're practicing your meditation. You'll feel the ease of your shoulders going down, or like if you're tense in your neck or carry your stress, maybe you carry your stress on more in your stomach area as you're focusing more with the breath, you'll notice that those symptoms are going away as well. Meditation also can improve your self-efficacy. So that's your belief in how your own capacity or your ability to overcome challenges. So the more that you meditate, the more you'll see yourself not so much taking risks like jumping out of an airplane, but taking risks in those like mind challenges. You'll be more willing to take those risks because you know in your mind through this meditation practice that you can do it. The use of like meditation apps in particular can lead to reduced feelings of loneliness and increased social contact. So even just hearing a person's voice is increasing that connection to people. So you don't have to physically be in a room with someone, but listening to a podcast of a meditation or a guided meditation helps to actually decrease that sense of loneliness and increase the social contact. It also can cultivate more creative problem-solving skills. Meditation lengthens your attention span. So there have been studies that have shown that people who are meditating for at least 8 weeks in time helps to increase their attention span on a task. So say they are completing some college homework, or they have a task for work. The more that you're meditating, it increases the time that you are able to spend on those tasks. It reduces age-related memory loss as well. So focusing again on just one thing, you're actually working your brain muscle, and it improves the attention and clarity of your thinking. So helping to keep your mind young. And then meditation can also generate kindness. To me, this is probably my favorite benefit of meditation. It increases, again, those positive thoughts for yourself. And in turn, the more positive thoughts that you're having about yourself actually is then being released and given to other people too. So you'll notice yourself becoming less aggressive. I don't know if we all know those drivers, right? Aggressive drivers out there. I'm guilty of being an aggressive driver a time or two myself. But definitely the more that I practice meditation and starting to calm my own thoughts and bringing more positivity into my life, I see myself more willing and giving to others as well. So it generates kindness. It helps to fight addictions. So meditation, it is a mental discipline. So you have thoughts that come into your mind all day. The more that you're meditating, the more you're growing those muscles to be able to think about what you actually want to think about. So maybe your thought is, after work, I want to go eat a bag of popcorn. Instead of going and eating that bag of popcorn, you're training your thoughts to say, replacing that urge to go do whatever that addiction is, whatever that thought is from that stressful day, to going to do something more positive, like going to work out or meditating instead. So you're, through meditation, training your thoughts to do something in replace of the negative behavior. Meditation improves your sleep. So practicing meditation can also help improve the length of your sleep, as well as how deep of a sleep you're getting every night. It helps to control the pain. So this is one of the physical benefits. A lot of times in meditation, or not a lot of times, but all the time in meditation, you're focusing only on that one thing. So you're ignoring, the goal is to ignore any pain, any discomfort that comes throughout your meditation, which is also why it's so hard for people to meditate, because our thought goes to those pains that are happening, but instead you want to focus, bring your thoughts back to that one thing. So the more that you practice meditation, the less pain you're going to end up feeling. It can also decrease blood pressure. So, of course, relaxing those nerve signals that coordinate your heart function and blood vessel tension, or those stressors. So the first benefit I mentioned was that stress reduction. So those stressors, that fight or flight response, is actually you're decreasing the time that you're responding to it through meditation. And then the last benefit that I have for meditation is that it is accessible anywhere that you go. So there's various styles of meditation. You can meditate, you know, whether you're in the airport, waiting for your flight, on the airplane, really anywhere you're able to meditate. You really just are focusing and bringing your attention and controlling your thoughts through meditation. There are two styles of meditation that are really large or big, which is the focused attention meditation. So that's concentrating your attention on a single object, thought, sound, or visualization. So like David was saying, you can focus on the breath and how you're feeling the breath move throughout your body. And then, of course, your thoughts will go to other places, but then bringing that thought back into whatever that one focus was. Other people have used candles or maybe an object in the room that they're constantly staring at and putting their attention into that one thing. So that's the focused attention meditation. And then you have the open monitoring meditation. The open monitoring meditation is really encouraging a broader awareness. So instead of just one thing in the room, maybe you're noticing multiple things in the room, but multiple things of maybe the same color in the room. So how many objects in the room do you notice that are blue right now? And then that's the broadening open monitoring meditation. So broadening awareness. It also is maybe broadening the awareness of yourself. So maybe you have multiple thoughts that are coming up of negative self-talk. So instead of always thinking of just that one negative self-talk, any negative self-talk that comes into your mind throughout the practice, you're going to replace with a positive. So that's more of that open monitoring meditation. So next we're going to kind of go into like how it has helped both of us and where we're at in our own practices. For myself, I prefer more of the guided meditation. I haven't gotten to the point of just being able to sit quietly. That's really hard and challenging for me. I do try to practice that with David a lot. He's pushed me into meditation more and getting me to quiet my mind, but I always notice that my thoughts will travel a lot more when I'm doing the quiet, just listening like to my breath meditation. So I do prefer the guided meditation. There are a lot of different apps for meditation. I like to use the Headspace app, and Headspace also has a few episodes on Netflix. Calm is another app that I've used. And sometimes I will play just the sound in the background. So Calm, for me, the Calm app has more of like the rain sound or a fire that's going. And then I'll play that sound for 5-10 minutes and just focus on the sound as I sit still. I do close my eyes. There are times where I have tried to like focus on one object. I think I'll try a little bit more of that in the future and see how that works for me as well. But most of the time I close my eyes, and I'll do it for about 10 minutes right now. There are times where I'll go into my meditation, and Wim Hof, through the Wim Hof method, does suggest that after doing that breathing exercise, because you're already, your body's in that relaxed state, to go right into meditating. So that's something that I do in the mornings. I'll go through and do the breathing exercises and then go straight into the meditation. And then I'll set like my watch to 10 minutes, and then it'll go off, so it reminds me to wake or get out of the meditation. Where are you at with the meditation?
So for me, meditation has been the biggest game changer mentally for me, more than yoga, breathing techniques. Really rely on meditation. I got started with it during the pandemic, and started doing, as I mentioned earlier, just 5-10 minutes, working up my way up to 15. And for me, it's just really reduced, I don't know, I'm sure maybe people out there can relate to having that kind of sense of worry all the time, maybe a little bit of stress in the back of your head. I think that comes from always having something from the past or the present kind of in your head. And I think that meditation has really reduced that stress, that worry, that feeling of worry by just kind of keeping you in the moment, eliminating thoughts of the past and the future, where many of us can kind of get stuck in and walk around with that kind of constant stress. So doing meditation, again, it'll take some time. It's a practice. It will always be a practice. It's a journey. You're going to have those thoughts creep into your head. But if you keep doing this method, you're going to be able to really just kind of eliminate that worry and stress from the back of your head and be able to focus more on the good in life and stay in the moment. As Jessica said, it's made me happier, kinder. I'm able to be more present in conversations and just really listen and be there versus being stuck in my head, kind of thinking about what I'm going to say next or thinking about something else altogether. So it really just helps you out in life in general with all your relationships and interactions. Been able to focus a lot better. So you're able to maybe dedicate that focus to work or whatever you want to focus on and be able to not be so distracted and your mind doesn't wander as much as you kind of get better with meditation. I know I've noticed a much better mood since I started meditating. I know that prior to meditation, I could get kind of moody just randomly sometimes. You kind of just start feeling down. And by meditating, I've been able to just really remain really happy and keep a happier disposition even through life's problems. Life is always going to throw problems at you that you're going to need to overcome. And with meditation, it really helps you to overcome those problems easier. You don't dwell on things that you can't control. So it's really just going to help you out in all kinds of different aspects of life in terms of your mental health. I've even noticed that my neck, the back of my neck and the back of my head will almost like creak a little bit as you're meditating. It'll kind of pop a little bit. And I think that's just from the fact that we all walk around very tense and stressed out at times. And when you do meditate, it kind of releases all that from especially your head and your neck area. So if you're doing it and you practice it, you do it right, I think you'll kind of start to notice that as well. You'll notice back muscles relaxing, your neck muscles will relax, muscles in your head will relax, and you can literally kind of hear that popping and the relaxation of it just as you kind of would maybe during a massage or something like that. So I always think of it as kind of a massage for your brain, just like you would go for a massage for your body. Just really calms me down when I'm feeling overwhelmed. So if I'm feeling overwhelmed from work or life or feeling a little stressed out or feeling like I'm getting into that moodiness headspace, I can go meditate for 15 minutes and that will typically alleviate it and works like a charm. You'll kind of get over that overwhelmed feeling. You'll kind of get out of that moodiness headspace that you're in and it'll bring you back to the present moment. You'll be calm, you'll be relaxed, and you'll be able to be a better person for those around you. I'm not sure if Jessica mentioned this, but yeah, I mean, it really just, studies have shown that it changes the actual structures in your brain. You'll kind of increase your pleasure zone areas. In studies and MRIs, it shows that those portions of your brain will actually light up and become stronger, and it'll decrease the parts of your brain that create that stress. So as you practice this over time, I think even studies have shown within 6 to 12 months, it'll kind of start changing the way your brain functions, sometimes even the shape of your brain, and really again increases that pleasure zone section of your brain to be able to be a happier person overall. And whenever I think of meditation, I do think of how powerful it can be. For example, in 1963, there's a famous Pulitzer-winning photograph of somebody named Thich Quang Duc, which was a Buddhist monk. He decided to do a protest in Vietnam, and his protest was to literally sit there and meditate while he lit himself on fire. So I know it's a bit morbid, but it just goes to show you that how powerful meditation can be. If you practice it, it can calm you down to the point where, in this example, a guy who lit himself on fire was able to sit there calmly while he was literally on fire. Yeah. So
I think that's also like with that pain reduction, right? Like not focusing on the external events that are happening. Like he wasn't focused on that his body burning at the time, his mind truly was focused on his breath or whatever that one thought was.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing that that's how powerful meditation can be. If obviously he was a lifelong practitioner and he was an expert at it, but again, shows you how powerful meditation can be, even for somebody who's a novice at it, practicing 15 minutes a day, and it's going to just bring out all kinds of benefits that I've personally experienced. And again, it's really the most powerful thing for me, aside from exercise, that really just keeps me mentally healthy. So that's about all I had. I think that's all we had for today. Again, please visit our YouTube page, our Instagram page. Leave us some comments, send us a message.
Yeah, we want to hear if you've tried any of these health techniques that we've been reviewing the past couple of weeks. So tell us your story as well. We want to hear from all of you.
Yeah, super humanistic on everything. So that's all we have for this week's episode. Join us next week where we'll talk about our morning routines. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Bye.